Hey everyone, I just wanted to kind of do something a little bit different, but a lot of people have been asking, so I just thought I'd have a little audio about my kinks. there's quite a lot of daddy that I say in most of my audios, and yeah, I like the pleasure dom, soft dom, daddy dom type stuff. Not so much into the little girl stuff, but a lot into, you know, a guy that really wants to initiate. I've been watching a lot of Ali Wong recently, and a few of her stuff always reminds me of that. So yeah, also apologies, I do go on tangents, so yeah. So that's that one. Then I really like being spanked and like my ass or ass like grabbed. You know, kind of like caressed on and, you know, spanked and like grabbed. It's kind of like, I like that whole like grabbing kind of thing. And kind of into anal. It's not like compulsory or anything like that, or like I need it. It's just something I'm kind of exploring. But it's not like high on the list. I also really, really like my throat being held. Not so much like squeezed or you're gonna choke me, but just the fact that you've got it there, like maybe a couple of light squeezes is fine, but I'm not into like completely like, oh my god, like you're gonna kill me kind of thing. Obviously, you know, we have to be safe, always be safe. One thing I don't like is my breasts being touched, which is something that is very, I found out, is the minority. And that's because of some childhood trauma I've got, and a lot of men who message me who are on like dating apps and stuff like that. Like, they just see how big my breasts are and they're like, I like your tits, which is nice to hear, but like not when I don't like them being touched. So it's like, you know, like stay away kind of thing. And it just seems like sometimes that some men just think that they're not part of a person, and I am a person, hi. So yeah, I'm just not into that kind of stuff. So yeah, that's one don't, but you know, that's gonna really upset some of you, I know. I do apologize. I do really like oral, both giving and receiving. I absolutely love it when a guy is like proper like initiating, like in pussy. That's why I tried it in my date fantasy one. The fact that it was just like he needed to taste me, and he wanted, like, it's that whole thing of like being wanted by that person. And they just can't do nothing but salivate, just thinking of licking me, touching me, anything like that. And that will make me want to suck your cock, really. I don't mind doing it. It's just, obviously, I much prefer a much eager participant. And that makes me want to do things more, obviously. I like what we call a slut and a fuck toy. I don't really call them degradation, but I know that under the umbrella of degradation, sorry. And I don't think of them like that at all, but obviously some people do. But yeah, like those are like the number one things. I do like being called a whore sometimes. It just depends. And like saying I'm pretty, so like Pretty Girl Moans, Pretty Slut is quite nice. Yeah, little things like that I think is quite nice to hear in bed. I'm a very like praisey type person, so Good Girl is like the number one thing. I love being called a good girl. Like, that's like the biggest turn on ever, especially when you have that really nice voice and it's the like raspy voice. Like, oh, I just, yeah, I just melt. Yeah, obviously, I love voices. I've said before and I've tagged them in it before, but Ambrose Kincaid is amazing, and August in the Winter. He's, yeah, like them two are my go-tos. Another thing that I can kind of say is that I'm not into CNC or incest or anything like that. That's not really my cup of tea. That's very British saying. But yeah, that's not my thing, so that's not going to be something I'll be exploring. I'm just not into that kind of audios. Just because it's just not something I've ever been into, really. I do, like, I can tell you my favourite position is, like, standing up and it's up against a wall and it's doggy and, like, you're, like, fucking me from behind. And especially if you're really tall, like, I'm 5'4", so I'm very, very small, so everyone's taller than me. And, like, you're, like, looking down at me and you can, like, hold on my neck or you can, like, hold onto, like, my waist or whatever, look down at me. Talk to me. I love dirty talk, like, so much. I think most of us do on this on this subreddit. 100%. I believe that. Spit play. You probably heard in my last audio a lot of spit. Yeah, I'm really into that. Not so much, like, on, like, my tits or on my face, but more on, like, in my mouth and on my clit, like, that kind of stuff. I find that essentially hot, like, something about it just really, and I know a lot of people have been calling it the huck tour, but I don't think that is the sound that comes out, but I find that quite funny when someone messaged me about that. I thought that was quite funny. I like being tied up and stuff, but I don't want to be, like, properly hurt or anything or restricted. Like, it's just enough, and obviously, you know, always be safe and stuff. That's all that I really care about, is everyone being safe and boundaries are met. I'm a big fan of boundaries and stuff, and never, like, going over them. I'm a very, very gentle person, I got a lot of messages about F-doming. I am not an F-dom. I am very submissive. I am very, I guess in a way you can say I'm kind of F-dom, but more in the fact of, like, I know my boundaries and I know what is there. Like, I'm a very, I stick to what is okay and what isn't, because I think a lot of people don't. Unfortunately, in my 20s, I had men that were like that. And now that my libido's come back and from my health scare and stuff like that, I just feel that, I need my boundaries still need to be respected. And most of you have been great, and I love the fact that everyone's been so nice here, and I really do appreciate it. It just is a couple that may not have been understanding, but obviously they're a different kettle of fish. But I just wanted to kind of point that out. I'm a very, very gentle person. Very much so. I don't know why. It's just something like I've always been. I'm not that type of person. I never want to hurt someone. Or make them feel like they have no control. That's not something that I like. Yeah, I think that's about it. I think I'm also thinking of doing some other audios and stuff, but obviously I'll maybe I'll talk that into a Patreon one. I'm not too sure. I'm still figuring out my whole Patreon at the moment, and for the guys that are interested, for the people that are interested in that, I'm just exploring, yeah, it would be quite good. But like, I hope everyone kind of liked this audio. It's kind of different. I'm just rambling for no reason. But I did get a lot of requests asking, like, I think someone said they wanted to study me, and I really liked that. I thought that was kind of cool. Like, to get a notebook out and study me. Like, then I made a joke of me being a fossil. So, I thought that was pretty funny. But yeah. obviously, it's not a ramble or anything overly sexual today, but like, I just wanted to kind of talk about it and kind of share my voice a little bit, because I know some people were quite interested. So yeah, that's kind of cool, and I do appreciate everyone that have started to follow me and stuff. I've never actually thought I would have this. It's been nice. I've been liking the comments and the DMs and stuff. So yeah. But anyway, I hope you have an amazing, amazing day. Or a week. Just remember that you are valid, and you are safe. And I hope that you like my stuff. Or continue to anyway. But yeah, have a good week. Thanks, Lou.